You are listening to The Pulse, Rod Murray's e-learning tech podcast, number 133.
Hi, this is Rod Murray. Welcome back to my podcast. Well, we're in the midst of summer, so that was a teaser from the Summer Concerto from Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. So stay tuned for the full piece at the end of my podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Inside Higher Ed, the online source for news, opinion, and jobs for all of higher education. I also invite you to follow me on Twitter. My handle is RodsPods. As always, I post links to all of the things we talk about on my show notes at www.rodspulsepodcast.com. So now for my main topic today. I was very happy to interview Mark Strassman, who's the Senior Vice President for Industry and Product Management at Blackboard. Now, a lot of exciting things are coming down the pike from Blackboard. Maybe when you first hear this, you will have already gone to Blackboard World in Washington, D.C. I'm looking forward to that. They will be announcing, if you don't know that already, a lot about their new Ultra user experience. And that's what we're going to talk about today. What are some of the issues around how they package the new Blackboard? They have packages for the core, essentials, insight, and student retention. What's their roadmap for updating those like us who are on a hosted system? Is the new Ultra experience adaptive and responsive? What is the new Blackboard student app? And what do they mean when they talk about Ultra workflows? So without further ado, here's my interview with Mark Strassman.
So thank you, Mark, for joining me today to talk to my audience about some of the latest developments at Blackboard. I'm really excited to hear about it.
I'm excited to join you. Thank you for having me.
I know a couple months ago when I interviewed your CEO, he talked about your, I guess it was the code name Ultra. Is that still the name? Are you going to give this new user experience and user interface a different name, or what is it going to go by?
So we are giving a new name for a new user experience across our products. So, you know, traditionally, stepping back a little bit, when I came into Blackboard about 2 years ago, Blackboard is a company that had many, many best-in-breed products, from the LMS space with Learn and Moodle Rooms to collaboration with Collaborate to mobile apps to parental engagement apps and so forth. And all of them were really focused, specific products that focused on best-of-breed functionality. What we're doing is moving from individual products to best-of-breed workflows, really bringing workflows together focused on the learners. And in so doing, we're not only tying together the products, we're tying together the interfaces. So instead of feeling like you're going from product to product, you have got a user experience and workflows that feel unified. And that's what we're calling the Ultra experience. A long answer to your question.
I saw on your website that you, are packaging the different, levels in your new system. You talk about core and essentials and so on. Can you tell us how that works out and what's included in each of those packages?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I mentioned, as of 2 years ago when I started at Blackboard, we had all of these different products, and largely they were operated and sold separately. Many of them came into Blackboard, in fact, as acquisitions. Looking across these products, we recognized that certainly our customers use a lot of them, and that there is an opportunity to bring these together from just individual products to really solutions. So our first step in moving towards solutions was to bundle these products together. So a lot of our customers bought course delivery and community and content and mobile. Instead of selling those separately, we put them together into a single solution that we called Learning Core. Additionally, many of our customers bought Collaborate on top of that. So the next solution includes Collaborate web conferencing, Collaborate instant messaging. On top of that, many of our customers also bought analytics and retention tools. So the next bundle included that. So instead of having a matrix of hundreds of combinations that our customers had to figure out how to learn and integrate, we simplified it for higher ed down to four simple solutions. And that was really step one, and those have been hugely successful. A large proportion of our customer base has moved from individual products to these solutions. And these solutions include more functionality than really anyone else in the industry can. When you bring together collaboration, learning delivery, analytics, all into one product, all into one solution, it offers more complete solution than just a bunch of products. So that was really step one. As we're moving forward, it's blurring the lines between the products. So Learning Core, Learning Essentials, and so forth, those solutions that you see on our website, welcomed by our customers, incredible amount of value for them. Moving forward, you won't even be able to tell the difference going from product to product. As you're going from working online in a class to going into a conference with a professor or with another student, you know, in the past that was a hard switch from going from the Learn LMS into Collaborate. In the new Ultra experience, it's going from just a workflow, just going from one set of functionality to another while being in the same experience.
Now, this breakdown between Core and Essentials Insight, is this currently in play for, say, your current sort of your traditional offering, or is this only for the new Ultra system?
It is. These solutions are, we launched them last year on our current offerings, and they're available today. And again, many of our customers have been moving to them, and almost all of our new customers, as they sign up, go directly into a solution and not just, you know, a line item of individual product.
I see. So we've been a customer here at University of the Sciences for about 4 years now. Before that, it was Angel, and actually before that, it was Blackboard Basic. And I come from another institution here in Philadelphia, Thomas Jefferson University, and I bought Blackboard in there in the late 90s. I think it was Course Info 3.0. So I've been a long-term booster for Blackboard. And with our current hosted system, you host our system for us. What is the roadmap? What is our option for moving forward into the new Ultra environment?
So as we have these solutions, you know, and right now we offer them both self-hosted, where customers have the LMS themselves hosted on-site on their own computers. We have managed hosting, whereby we've got, I think, 7 data centers around the world where we host, you know, tens of millions of end users and thousands of institutions. Over half of our customer base, we host their cloud for them. And many of our products, including Collaborate and Mobile and others, are already cloud-based. What we introduced towards the end of last year was Learn in the Cloud. So a full SaaS solution whereby Learn's available not only self-hosted on a customer site, managed hosted in our private data centers, or in the public cloud. So we launched that last year. And we have many customers who are on, you know, all of these three different deployments. And we recognize that going forward, having different deployments, different customers, different regions, different needs, want different things here. So we're committed to having all these deployments.
If I understand you correctly, we could use, if we want to move from hosted to the cloud, is there an advantage to do that if we're going to stay with the current system, or would we only do that if we were going to move to Ultra?
So going forward, we are basically supporting two different flavors of Learn. Learn 9.1, which you have today, in self-hosted and managed hosted, and we'll be doing bi-yearly releases on those. We'll be adding quality, performance, functionality to that. So that's for hosted and self-hosted. For the SaaS version of Learn, the cloud version of Learn, we will continue to offer the 9.1 interface, the 9.1 experience, all the fixes, functionality from 9.1, but we'll also be adding the new Ultra experience on top of that. So in addition to all of Learn that you have today on SaaS, we're launching the whole new user experience on the SaaS Learn product, on the Cloud Learn product. All of the current SaaS Learn customers will automatically get administrative choice, whereby they can choose to turn on the new interface. They can choose not to turn on the new interface, or they can choose to turn it on just for certain departments, professors, or power users if they want to pilot it. And we see that as we talk to most of our users, that's what they want to do. So an institution can choose for a certain professor department to pilot the new user experience, to try it out, to design courses, and then we expect most users will try it out, you know, probably through the fall, and then start to put the new experience into production soon thereafter.
I've been through a number of database migrations where we're going from one version. I think I recollect a particularly painful one was going from Blackboard 5 to 6. How painful is it, and how long does it take if we wanted to go from 9.1 hosted to 9.1 in the cloud, and then from there into Ultra? I guess from going from there into Ultra, as long as you're in the cloud, that's pretty easy, just turning things on.
Yeah, and we're making it so it doesn't, you know, act or feel like a migration. Going from our managed hosted environment to the SaaS cloud environment, you know, we're trying to make it easy as flipping a switch. So it should not be a painful process. We are trying to minimize the amount of downtime, whether it will be minutes or hours. We're still testing on all sorts of different size databases, but we've actually brought several customers over who've been down for just a couple hours as we go from the managed hosted to the Learn SaaS environment.
Are there any noticeable changes, just given 9.1 going from managed to the cloud? Are there any issues or improvements in speed?
Sure.
And so on?
A few things. So we think that all of our customers, or most of them, who are in a managed host environment, will eventually want to go to the Learn SaaS environment for a bunch of reasons. You know, one of the things with a SaaS environment is you've got no downtime. We can stream fixes. We can stream new features. We can stream improvements to the product without ever taking it down. So deployment events, upgrading from one version to another, that simply goes away. So a huge benefit there. Additionally, it's self-healing. If there's a problem in any part of the product, it will automatically fix itself. So downtime will actually be much lower. Quality will be higher. Also, in terms of the way it can scale, cloud deployments can scale in a way that hosted can't. With hosted, you have a dedicated number of machines. You can't go above that. Certain times of the year in academics, enrollment time, test time, et cetera, system usage goes through the roof, right? So in a cloud environment, you can scale up to those times and provide a huge benefit. So a lot of benefits of going to the cloud. Again, some customers won't want to. We'll keep the 9.1 environment if they want to keep their system private, own their system, et cetera, and we're dedicated to that. But we certainly see a lot of benefits of a SaaS deployment.
That sounds very attractive. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and something unique we're doing with our SaaS deployment compared to others out there is with our SaaS deployment, we're actually offering a couple of versions of it. We're offering a multi-tenant public cloud version that certainly will be interesting for many users. We're also offering a more advanced version that actually is a single tenant. Each customer, although it'll be cloud environment, will get their own database. This means that if they have privacy concerns about sharing a database, that will be minimized. If they have a lot of custom building blocks that act directly on the database and they don't want to be in a multi-tenant environment, they can have that. So we're having this version of SaaS, a premium version of SaaS, that will offer a lot of benefits that we think a lot of the customers with a lot of customizations will be really interested in.
Interesting. Yeah, I wasn't sure about you mentioned building blocks. Are there any issues, or are all of our current building blocks expected to work as is in the SaaS environment?
With our basic SaaS offering, we offer a bunch of prepackaged building blocks that are approved by Blackboard and that are that partners use, and those are pre-installed on the normal SaaS offering. On the higher level SaaS offering, that's where you can install anything you want. So, and all of those building blocks should work just fine. Building blocks that access data, do data exchange, will be available for the 9.1 and Ultra experiences. If there are building blocks that act directly on the user experience, those will, if you're using the Ultra experience, you'll need to redo your building blocks. But just going from SaaS, using the 9.1 experience, everything will work just as expected. I was to say, in addition to, as we're rolling out SaaS and SaaS Learn, and in addition to the full building block API, we're also rolling out a new REST API so that as you're developing new interfaces, new customizations, especially to user experience, you'll have not only the building block language to work with, but additionally a REST user interface, and we'll be rolling that out at BB World as well.
I'm sorry, I missed that. An API? REST?
This is a REST API. Standard SaaS applications offer a web REST API. So instead of writing custom Java applets, you can call directly on the web services application using REST APIs.
I think something that's on all of our minds these days is certainly mobile. So it's the Ultra UI and user experience. Does that take into account adaptive design?
So the Ultra experience, and would love to get you a demo of it, the Ultra experience is completely adaptive, completely responsive. So as you shrink down the browser, if it goes on a tablet device or on a mobile device, it is completely responsive with all the interfaces, you know, even for content authoring. So you never really have to worry about what browser you're on. We will support it, and we're testing against all these different sizes. That said, as part of the Ultra experience, we have also recently launched, and it's available now, is an app called BB Student. Whereas before, where I mentioned with all of our different products, we had all these best-of-breed products, each of which had their own mobile app. So we had a Learn mobile app and a Collaborate mobile app and so forth. As we're really focusing on the success of the end users, the learners using the product, we're taking a similar approach to our mobile applications. So we recently introduced this app called BB Student that is a student app that brings all of the functionality together across our different products that the student would interact with into these Ultra Experience workflows. So BB Student has course delivery, collaboration, MyEDU, and so forth, all within a single app. And this app has this new Ultra Experience and can be fully used both against all of the existing Learns that are out there today, self-hosted 9.1, managed-hosted 9.1, and Learn SaaS, and can be used regardless of the user interface you're using, the 9.1 classic user interface or the Ultra interface. So any 9.1 customer today can roll out the BB student app to their student body, and students will get the experience of this new user interface and workflows today. And again, that's available for download today. Really excited about it.
That's great. That's great. That's the first time, of course, I'm hearing about it. That'll be great for this year.
We also spent a lot of time, you know, as we're looking at the learner and making the learner successful, and Jay might have talked to you about this, we are really focused on learner success in a way we haven't been before. I think traditionally Blackboard has been really focused sort of on administration and IT and CIO needs, which are important. We continue to make sure we make those constituents happy. But in order to have really great outcomes for institutions, the students have to have great outcomes. So we're focusing on what students do every day. And students download and interact with apps, and they are used to having a great experience with consumer apps. So as we've looked at how we design both the Ultra experience on the web, but also BB Student, we're really focusing on something that's not just transactional, but is delightful. When you click on things, it animates. It gives you status on progress on how things are downloading. It tells you if processes have been successful with fun little icons, fun animations. We really focus on a product that students want to use, not that they feel like they have to use. So I urge you to go try it out. We are very excited about it.
Now, one of the things that we're focused on here, too, is using Blackboard as our university portal. And I know not all schools do that, but we use the organization or community modules extensively for administrative departments, for distributing documents and forms. Is there anything new in that area? I know some users complain, you know, the ones that use an organization site, there's still reference in some areas to student or course, and they say, I'm not a student, I'm not in a course. I was wondering if there's any changes that we can see that would make the use of the community site, better as a university portal.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So in 9.1 and the 9.1 experience, the community continues to be the community it is today. As we look at Ultra, we've really been rethinking all the workflows. Ultra isn't just a user interface. It's not a reskinning of the product. It's looking at how people are interacting, how they want to learn. So we're actually intentionally, with the Ultra experience, having a subset of workflows. right? Mm-hmm. It can be a percentage, but looking at fewer features to have something that is much more accessible. So the community features that are today in 9.1 will actually be quite different in the Ultra experience. We are adding organizations, so if you're not a student, you can join organizations in a way you haven't before, and we are certainly looking at the community aspects, but it is going to be different. Different, hopefully better, hopefully simpler. Additionally, as we're rolling out Ultra, we're starting with really a product that is what, you know, 90% of classes use, which is really 20% of features is what 90% of classes use. When we first roll out Ultra this summer, that's where it will be. As Ultra moves forward through the fall, through next year, every couple of weeks we'll actually be streaming new functionality to it. So while the community features you're looking for may not be in the initial release, by the time you go to production, they will likely be there.
That's great news. Yeah, I really look forward to that. I think there's one more area that I'd like to hear about, and that is not every school uses Mosaic, but we use, for those of you who are listening that don't know what Mosaic is, it's a platform we use that we buy through Blackboard that helps us to produce apps for our university, mostly public-facing content. And I was wondering if there's anything you could say about that. Is that moving forward, changing in any way?
So Mosaic, you know, our campus life app is something that we continue to develop and support. Don't have specific news about what's being added to that. That said, as we look towards more persona apps, as we have the BB Student app that we just launched, as we'll be launching an instructor app that includes the grader app that we have now and other functionality later in the year, really looking at, you know, should the Mosaic functionality be more part of a student and instructor app, part of that experience, instead of a separate experience? Something would love your feedback on.
We find it very useful. To be able to link to other existing apps that, mm-hmm. you know, we may have here on campus. It's nice to have people go to one place, one app, where they can branch off and go to different apps that might be useful. Of course, students link from our U-Sciences app to, you know, the existing Blackboard Learn app, of course.
Yep.
So, I'll be very interested to see what's happening in that area as well.
Yeah. Now, and the ideal is that everything we're doing, while we have all these separate products today, is really tie it together into seamless workflows, which will hopefully mean kind of less apps, less downloads, and just a better experience for the students.
Well, Mark, this has really been great. I know we're almost out of time. You know, of course, we're recording this before Blackboard World. I'm really anxious to see Ultra in action, and really looking forward to it. And any other closing words you might have for us?
No, I appreciate that. Good talking with you as well. You know, so we talked about Learn being available, hosted, self-hosted, and in the cloud. We talked about bringing together experiences. We talked about bringing together the experiences in the BB mobile app. Something that we also launched just last week is the new version of Collaborate. Do you guys use Collaborate on campus?
No, we don't. There's a little history there, but I won't go into it. But I am looking forward to seeing what the new Collaborate
like. Collaborate also, we introduced the new Ultra experience, and much like Learn SaaS, users can choose between the existing experience and the new experience. The new experience requires no downloads, no Java. It has HD video, HD audio. It is just a tremendous experience. And when tied in with BB Student, when tied in with BB Learn, really provides these seamless workflows that we're also excited for you to see.
That would be good to have. The product we're using now doesn't integrate very well with Blackboard, so I see that as a definite possibility here on our campus.
Yeah, no, and as we're launching, you know, while we're providing this new user experience, we want to make it accessible to everyone. We realize that most of our customers on 9.1 are happy with 9.1, and they may or may not move to Learn SaaS, and they may or may not move to the Ultra experience on Learn, which is fine. We're still providing integrations with BB Student. We're providing integrations with the Ultra experience on Collaborate. So can use which parts of the workflow you want to provide a better experience and better outcomes for students.
Great. Well, thanks for summing it up. I really appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time as well. Thank you.
So that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed my talk with Mark Strassman, and I'd be interested to hear your feedback on what you saw at Blackboard World if you're listening to this after the fact. So please stay tuned and listen to The Summer Concerto by Vivaldi from the Four Seasons. Until next time, have a great week.
Thank you.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to give Rod feedback. You can leave comments on his blog or send email to rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Murray, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences or any other institution or company.